24/7, 365. You're listening to 101.9 FM and CFRC.ca, Kingston's only campus community radio station. Tune in for the best local programming.
The state need not kill those that are killing themselves. Don't make it an easy job for them. The killing of kids with £2 chicken and chips is a tactic of war waged on the poor. Can't save wages on slave wages, and you don't think fresh fruit with your face on the floor. Nah, you need money for the kids, rent and light plus food in the fridge. But that last box can be the hardest tick, cause scraps will suffice but they might make you sick. As a child I used to chow take out, 24 hours later skin breakout. Felt so heavy with it sitting in my belly. Dessert was a sugar coated candy jelly. Fam, that's pig meat, mashing up the kidney. Make sure no government has to kill me. I was killing myself till I realized danger. Brain, heart, liver and lungs can hit failure. Now season, darling, veg, fresh herbs. Cut caffeine because it messed with nerves. Plenty lentils and chickpea curry. 20 minute meal for a man in a hurry. That's real fast food that won't break the bank. With enough nutrients to fill the tank. Drink water for the body's natural power, but water from taps can taste sour. Food deserts are designed to starve us. No fresh produce, but we got Starbucks. Calories packed in treats to enlarge us. May not see the effects, but the heart does. Can't breathe, can't sleep, can't run. Casamorphin wreaks havoc on the lungs, just like fizzy wreaks havoc on the gums. And my old man said diabetes ain't fun. Ginger root is good for the youths. Blend it up and share a fresh juice. Burn sage, cleanse the room. Body is a temple, don't let it be a tomb. The food you choose to consume can damage. Processed meats, intestines can't manage. Cattle farming still killing off the planet, and it tells us every day that it can't stand it. Earth getting hotter while the sea levels rise. All because you want burger with those fries. All because you want milkshake with the meal. Then to combat diarrhea you take pills. What's the deal? Eat right, stay active, stay strong, cause the revolution is real. Never know when a man might have to dash, and a pig can't kill what a pig can't catch. It's more than just eating right, it's survival. Rasta man tell the youth, eat idle. Daily exercise, fresh air is vital. Whether you short walk, run or take cycle. Meditate to live life and love it. Plus stress increases acid in stomachs. Read and chill to keep the mental covered. And when you find struggle, try rise above it. I find peace in the books on the shelf. Food on the stove while it cooks, I can smell. It's gonna be good by the looks, I can tell. When it won't put my body through hell. Well, well, I want strength like Phelps. Good practices and discipline helps. Not for the six pack, I do it for myself. Cause it's true what they say, your health is wealth.
Be healthy, be strong, right? Oh, by the way, remember you're a gift to yourself and a gift to your environment. Continue to be that beautiful gift. Share that gift in your food and all your gastronomic mastery.
Hello and good evening, folks. You're tuned into CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca, here in Kingston or anywhere in the world. My name is Rue. I'm your host for tonight. And because it is Sunday, 8 p.m., it is now time for the Yellow Brick Road, CFRC's British and Irish music show. I'm not coming to you live this evening. I'm actually away in Toronto. And the reason for that is I've gone to see the very band that we started this evening's show with, Bob Villain, fantastic English punk band. Kind of leaning between hip-hop, rap, punk, lots of stuff. And they've been one of the most vital voices in music, particularly in sort of political and punk music in the last 5 or so years that they've been around and making tunes and using their voice. You know, I feel like they're going to places that sometimes even political punk bands have not really been venturing into and exploring quite as well. So yeah, one of the most vital voices, and they just put on an absolutely fantastic show and have been writing great albums. Three albums to date. Debut album 2020, We Live Here. Second album, Bob Villain Presents The Price of Life. And their third album that just came out this April, called Humble as the Sun. All really been doing great. They're a completely independent band and, you know, very hardworking band that they've been kind of going and doing all the work for their album, you know, the distribution, the promotion, putting it out on their own label. Everything has been done by themselves. And I'm just really excited that as you're listening to this show, I'm away queuing in line, shows, you know, just about to start. Another wonderful artist from the UK called Hyphen is opening for them. Also, an artist, a sort of social commentator who I am a big fan of, and I'm quite glad to be catching him on this tour as well, because he has said something about kind of stepping back from music for a bit after the end of his final tour dates this year. So all very exciting stuff to be looking forward to, and I will obviously tell you a lot more about that show when I'm back next week. A little bit of jazz in the background as we speak. My bed music at the moment is a little bit of Nubia Garcia, who's just put out her wonderful album, Odyssey. Came out just last week on the 20th of September. We're listening to the titular track, Odyssey, and you can find it on Bandcamp, Nubia Garcia, spelled N-U-B-Y-A, garcia.bandcamp.com. But we're going to go ahead and play other new releases that have just been out in the UK. The band Blossoms have released their fifth studio album. It's been called Gary, and they've been promoting the album by getting sort of famous Garys from UK pop culture to say the name just over a montage of kind of the singles and songs from the album. And you might ask, why would they call their album Gary? And they explain that the title of the album comes from a true story that their frontman Tom heard on the radio last year, in which it was reported that an 8-foot fiberglass statue of a gorilla called Gary had been stolen in Scotland, and I guess that inspired the band so much that it's kind of become the album's title. In other Blossoms news, though, rumors are still abound as to whether or not they're going to be the band that support Oasis on those homecoming shows next year. You know, after all, some cryptic posting on their social media was the first indicator that we had that set tongues wagging about any Oasis reunion rumors in the first place. It would also be a special moment for Blossoms. I mean, they're a band from Stockport in Manchester, and it would be a big homecoming show for them. But regardless of whether or not they get that Oasis supporting slot, they are going to be playing a giant outdoor show, actually a residency, in Withenshaw Park next summer. So, you know, Blossoms are about to, they feel, become, you know, that moment that changed some little kids' lives, seeing, you know, music outdoors on a big scale like that and wanting to do the same, as happened for bands like Blossoms when they went and saw Oasis as kids. The kids in Withenshaw, though, are well catered to next summer, as Fontaine's DC are also doing a massive outdoor show there with support from Kneecap and English Teacher, which is going to be an extremely exciting lineup. In other Oasis news, though, I should also just drop in while we're kind of waiting here. It has been announced that they're going to be playing North America. Toronto is definitely happening. That is a date. We just need to know when it is in the calendar, and I think we're going to find out on Monday early morning. So, you know, if you're mad like me, you're going to be keeping an eye out for that. But let's play a track off of the new Blossoms album, Gary. I'm going to play us a track for which the band teamed up with CMAT, who is just one of my favorite new kind of Irish Americana? Can you call it Americana if it's an Irish artist? But she's been producing some great kind of indie rock, pop music, slightly on the countryside. She does consider herself a country artist. But she's kind of teamed up with the band, co-written two tracks on the album, I Like Your Look and Why Do I Give You the Worst of Me. And we're going to be listening to one of the tracks that she worked on them with, called I Like Your Look. The album's also gone and topped the charts, the fourth of their five studio albums to have come out at number one on the UK albums charts, so that's fantastic. You can find them on their website, which is blossomsband.co.uk. We're also going to play some new music from Pale Waves. They've just released their new album, Smitten, and it's less of a hardcore pop-punk album that we've seen from the band last time in 2022, Unwanted. This one is more poppy, more alternative and gothy, but there are no corners and sort of, you know, shimmery kind of facades to hide behind. It's an honest and a forthcoming record. It's driven by heartbreak, loss, fearlessness, uncertainty, shame, and it's also a celebration of the band's queer identities, taken straight lyrically from singer Heather Baron Gracie's diaries and journals. So yeah, great album. You can go listen to it and find the band at palewaves.co.uk. Let's get started with a bit of Blossoms. This is I Like Your Look.
I'm Sprint Court's MVP. They want to envy me, but they can't do it. I'm suited and institution fighter. You gonna put me in the White House, cause I'm the president of style. Gonna paint the Oval Office pink and the Hill with denim tiles. It's not my fault. By chicken on style, Louboutin in a factory town. My God, it's only Tuesday, and I'm headed to Tony Gucci. Don't get me wrong, I am a strong believer in a healthy diet, but the February issue bugs knocking at my door. It's not my fault.
Pale Waves with Glasgow. Folks, you're listening to the Elwood Road, CFRC 101.9 FM. That was off of Pale Waves' brand new album, Smitten. I'm your host, Rue. We're here doing new British and Irish music for the next hour and a half, but I am not here live. I've gone out to Toronto to see Bob Villain, who are a fantastic punk band. I'm sure it's going to be great. At the moment that you're listening to this, I would be in the pit, ready to just crush it and die. But let's listen to some more new music and new releases. We heard a little bit of Blossoms and Pale Waves out there. And as my bed music right now, you can hear a little bit of the wonderful Ezra Collective, Mercury Prize winning band from last year with their album Where I'm Meant to Be. They've just released their next new album. It's called Dance, No One's Watching. And we're listening to the track that they wrote with Olivia Dean called No One's Watching Me. It's a great freeing album. It's a great one to just, you know, get the record, put on the background. You can find them at ezracollective.bandcamp.com. We're going to play some new music from a new band from West London called Sterling Press, who, you know, draw on a wide variety of influences from classic rock, punk, ska, and techno, you know, which is a pretty eclectic blend, and put it together in a sound that's fun and funky and indie to my ears. And we should listen to their latest EP. It's called Baby Steps. The song I'm going to play us is What Would You Do? You can find them as well on their website, sterlingpressband.com. Now, folks, I don't know if we've talked about The Dare on this show, but he's a New York-based artist, so, you know, we may not have because it is a British music show, but a lot of people know him for a track that he released last year called Girls and another this year called Perfume, you know, both tracks that were quite popular. But The Dare is basically the side project of an indie rock musician called Harrison Patrick Smith, a fun throwaway side project on, you know, kind of drawing on the facade of decadence and abandon that the so-called indie sleaze movement of the sort of mid-2000s embodied. You know, he dresses like James Murphy, sounds like 2007 Calvin Harris from his album I Created Disco, and the debut EP that he just put out last year was called The Sex EP, of course. His song Girls is practically a tribute to the Calvin Harris song The Girls, and he also remixed a song for Charlie XCX on her smash hit and now Mercury nominated album Brat, just bringing us back to British music. But why do I mention The Dare? You know, we've been wondering how long it's going to take before people start drawing inspiration from The Dare himself, you know, Calvin Harris twice removed. And I do have a wonderful new track for us today by a band called Vincent's Last Summer. You know, the name itself sounds so ephemeral, doesn't it? How indie sleaze. Anyway, they're a band from Manchester and they've put out a single called Hotline. It's got a bit of that Dare kind of fleeting fun, but also the irreverence of Yard Act, and it's a good tune. It's off their debut EP called Get Rich Quick, which came out this June, and you can find them at vincentslastsummer.bandcamp.com. And also we're going to hear one of my favorite heavy Irish bands at the moment, the Dublin band Sprints. They've just put out a new single called Feast. And folks, allow me to transgress a little and use some Gen Z slang on radio. They ate with this one. The band says of the song that they pulled it from, they say, our love of grunge and gothic. Feast is named as such because it explores the idea of gluttony, consumption and desire, particularly when it comes to sexuality and romance. In Ireland, a lot of our first conscious experience of storytelling happens to be religious, due in most parts to the interlinking of our Catholic Church and the state, particularly in education. The Bible stories and fables of good, bad, morality and sin were always pressed upon us. I thought it was quite interesting to use this iconography and imagery reimagined in a queer context. Feast is dark, gothic and sensual, encouraging us to unapologetically pursue our wants and desires. And folks, it's a fantastic track. Sprints are busy. They are on tour across the US right now. No Canadian date, I'm afraid, but American friends and listeners, go see them live. Everybody else, go to sprintsmusic.bandcamp.com and you'll be able to find the song there. So let's start off first with listening to a little bit of Sterling Press. This is their song, What Would You Do?
If I told you to, tell me, what would you do? Would you change overnight into someone new? Shave your head, get a shitty tattoo.
I don't care
what you wear, mate.
No, I don't care.
Got nothing nice to say.
I don't care.
Would you look at that smirk?
I don't care.
just for a hit, the news. Well done, I'm very happy for you. Did you block my number? Now I can't get through. Is that what you really had to do? If you ring me or not, what's your name? I forgot. Would you go berserk?
From if you give me a ring, I want to waste your time. I want to make you mine. I got cash if you've got problems, then just give me a sign. Call it a green, love, whatever you want. I got six cars in the garage, but I only need one. I'm on fire, hot, I'm feeling so warm. Gotta get yourself together if you wanna be one. We're not paying at all on a 6-day session, baby. Every day is the same. And I'll take you to the city. Have you been to Gig Lane? Keep the number secret if you tell me your name. Tell my editor's calling. Do you think it'll change? Can't tell if you need time. Can't tell if it was a lie. And I'm meant to say my payment. Let me give you a ride. Six cars in the garage, but I only need one. I'm on fire, hot, I'm feeling so warm. Gotta get yourself together if you wanna be one. Hot line, misunderstood. Had the pleasure for a second, now it's yours to make good. But I'm happy, I'm feeling so well. It's all another reason, stop pretending you know.
bad stroke of luck. Yeah, they hit her with the book. She's got a face for every place. You'll never know how she looks. And if heaven was a hero, then she'd go on and sing it. Drink the poison from the wine without a breath. Go on and sink it. She's got to seek for peace when she's down on her knees. And she's praying to a god in which she don't think she believes. But the nectar is sweet, pass the blessing on to me. Running thrillers across the country, yeah, with Thelma and Louise. What it seems,
Prince with their song Feast. Folks, moving on, we're going to have one more new release. It's by the South London British Bengali musician Tara Lilly, who's actually been on the show before and spoke to us about her latest singles. She's released her debut album. It's called Speak in the Dark. It's a record about speaking your truth, she says. Things that go unsaid, secrets and desires. Transgressing jazz, electronica, trip-hop, alternative R&B with Indian soundscapes. You know, she carries around her synthesizer with her, very textural and, you know, kind of painting soundscapes. And also, you know, the sitar work on her albums. All fantastic stuff. She says, Speak in the Dark is an artistic representation of Tara's emotional highs and lows with ADHD. It also features wonderful jazz musicians like Theo Crocker, the American musician, and London's own Surya Sen, who released one of my favorite 2022 albums called At What Cost? You can find her at taralilly.bandcamp.com. The album's called Speak in the Dark, and we're going to be listening to the titular track of the album, so here it comes.
Speak in the dark.
Speak in the Dark, off of her similarly titled wonderful new debut album that I need to go listen to in full because it is going to be fantastic. Folks, we're going to take a little dive into the archives and pick out a few clips from the past, kind of go back in time a little and, you know, celebrate an album that came out this week, many, many years ago today. I kind of wanted to do this because it's been a little while since we've done an album listening party, and you know, pre-recording is a lot of work when you need to do it for an hour and a half. So while I'm losing my mind at this Bob Villain show, which is going to be fantastic, do tune back in next week because very excitingly, rising alt rock stars Alt Black Era are going to be joining us on the show as special guests next week. But for now, I'm going to let Rue from, I think, February 2021, take it away and walk you through this album step by step, song by song, the wonderful 1979 debut album Entertainment by Gang of Four. We're going to start off this week's Yellow Brick Road by honouring one of British punk music, British post-punk music's most influential music makers, none other than the band Gang of Four. To go into their history a little bit, the Gang of Four were formed in 1976, a band from Leeds, considered one of the leading bands of the late 70s, early 80s punk, post-punk movement. They were an extremely political band and introduced an almost affrontive style of jarring rhythm sections over political vocals, and were an influence on many, many bands. Their debut album, Entertainment, released in 1979, is considered to be one of the most influential punk albums. Pop Matters in 2020 called it the best post-punk album ever. It's there in Rolling Stone's list of 500 greatest albums of all time and all of that. An extremely political album, but also very artsy in its approach. To give a little background on the band, as the name implies, the original lineup of Gang of Four was Sonic Equals, Hugo Burnham's drums, Dave Allen's bass, John King's voice and Gil's guitar were all given the same prominence in the mix of their classical era records. But when it came to ideology and attitude, the core of the band was Gil and King. Me and John were running the show, Gil asserted in one of his last ever interviews. We had the concept and we wrote the songs. Although Gang of Four formed in the northern city of Leeds, the friendship between Gil and King dated back to their youth in the south of England. At Seven Oaks School, they gravitated towards the art room, then they and a bunch of like-minded friends, later to form the shambolic DIY group The Meccans, went to study at the famously progressive and free-thinking fine arts department at Leeds University. There, John and Andy were influenced by 60s French anti-capitalist sentiments. Art, language, irony, and avant-garde film also played a part in influencing the band. Although the idea of starting a band had occurred to Gil while he and King visited New York and spent some time at the legendary CBGB venue, Gang of Four was really forged in Leeds' bohemian pub called The Fenton, where Gil and his future bandmates spent nights awash in amiably fierce debates about politics and art. All the members of Gang of Four enjoyed a good argument, but none more so than Gil. Andy had really mastered the art of the put-down, Hugo Burnham had said in 2001. He would bait you. You get that sense from his guitar playing. It's very prickly. If a left-wing pub had a formative effect on the Gang of Four sensibility, pub rock, the pre-punk UK scene of fans that played intimate gigs in grubby bars, informed their initial sonic bearings. Fast rhythm and blues is how the fledgling group once described their sounds in an advert looking for a bassist. Gil's role model was Wilco Johnson, guitarist in leading pub rock band Dr. Feelgood, who had devised a uniquely spiky style of rhythm as lead playing, where he percussively slapped guitar strings with his hardened fingernails rather than with a pick. Gil amped up the staccato jitteriness, punctuated his slashes and gouges with great caps of space, an aesthetic of emptiness absorbed in part from his love of reggae, but also from another great British guitarist, Freeze Paul Kossoff, who used silence and spacing in his riffs to a great effect. Gil liked the idea of the anti-solo, where you stopped playing, just left a hole. His guitar was so rhythm-oriented, it made sense to see all three instrumentalists in the group as the rhythm section, not just drummer Burnham and bassist Allen. "Before Gang of Four, I couldn't decide whether to be a drummer or a guitarist," Gil had said, "so inevitably the whole thing was very rhythmic." And so Gang of Four combined an almost weaponized rhythm section, which was obviously quite unique for the time, and their debut album went places, but the album we're going to be listening to today was album number 2, released in 1981, called Solid Gold. It continued in Gang of Four's style of rhythmic and lyrical brilliance, political songs, lyrics that, to quote the band, expose the paradoxes of warfare, work and leisure. It's an album that reckons and beckons. It lasts only about 39 minutes, runs through 10 songs, each raising an eyebrow at you, but also beckoning you to come closer, give a closer listen to the lyrics. And so track number 1 on the album, with slashing guitars and lyrical silence almost a full minute into the song, this is Paralyzed on Solid Gold.
Thank you. opinions. Where do they come from? Each day seems like a natural fact. And what we think changes how we act. We've all got opinions. Where do they come from? Like a natural fact. But what we think changes how we act. So to change ideas changes what we do.
Too much thinking makes me ill. I think I'll have another gin. A few more drinks, it'll be alright.
Each day seems like a natural fact. And what we think changes how we act.
A natural fact. Each day seems like a natural fact. Each day seems like a natural fact. Each day seems like a natural fact.
That was Outside the Trains Don't Run on Time by Gang of Four. We're midway through listening to Gang of Four's searing second album, Solid Gold. Oh, lots of S's in there. The song was almost dance punk at a time when post-punk was only in its barely formative years. The song Outside the Trains Don't Run, though, was a re-recording of a song previously released as a single before the album. So it predates post-punk almost. We listened to the first half of the album on this first set, Paralyzed, What We All Want, Why Theory. Well, Gang of Four liked to downplay the idea that they'd ever been Marxists. The song Why Theory was influenced by Italian communist Antonio Gramsci, whose pre-World War II ideas about the crucial role of culture as a battleground in ideological struggle achieved new currency in the 70s. And Why Theory just kind of translates that into more accessible language. Now, one of the reasons why we're listening to Gang of Four today is because, being February, it's now almost been a year since Andy Gill died. And I don't know about you, but I'm still really feeling it. Legendary guitarist Andy Gill, what an inventive, innovative guitar player. Influenced so many people from all over. Blended a sort of rock funk vibe, but also easy to slip into a more dance punk vibe, as we saw on Outside the Trains Don't Run on Time. Kurt Cobain had famously stated that Nirvana basically started as a Gang of Four and Scratch Acid ripoff band. Also adept as a producer, he co-produced all of Gang of Four's albums. He produced for the Red Hot Chili Peppers, their debut album, The Jesus Lizard, The Stranglers, Futureheads, Michael Hutchence, Killing Joke, Polysix, Fight Like Apes, Therapy, Young Knives, and lots many more artists looked up to him. And as of January, there is a tribute album in the works. Apparently the album was begun in Gill's presence. It was supposed to be a putting together of various artists' favourite Gang of Four songs and bringing their own touch to it. And Andy apparently really enjoyed hearing what they thought of them. The project's still on track, and last month they released the version of Natural's Not In It, which was off of their debut album Entertainment, done by Tom Morello on the guitars and Serge Tankian from System of a Down on vocals. And it's a really good cover, and I definitely recommend going and listening to it. Although, what better than the original? So we're going to be continuing listening to the second side of this album. Flipping over the disc, we're going to get started with the song Cheeseburger, which is a sort of anti-capitalistic song, but rife with wry humor. Here it comes.
I need a cheeseburger to go!
Cheeseburger.
Okay. Can I go, please?